Main John. Main John, chapter 1. I just like to say how proud I am that Ben has people in his group that don't want to leave his group. And others of you are like, man, I hope I get a different group. John 1, the gospel according to St. John. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, go ahead. Get everybody's number sorted out.
Oh, that's everybody.
Team leaders?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Team leaders. Go ahead
they
and do those.
Team one.
No, they have to draw.
Well, then they could all end up the same
color. We'll sort that out. Just make sure the next guy doesn't get the same color he got. Okay, John chapter 1. So, we're going to stick with that because I don't have a new one. How many of you believe that evangelism is important? Okay. Can anybody define evangelism for me? Can anybody define for me what evangelism is? This illustrates my point. Here in a minute, when we split up into groups, we're actually all going to go to a classroom tonight, and there won't be a group to stay out here. Because you guys are scared to talk in the sanctuary. Some of you were beaten repeatedly for speaking in the sanctuary, so you don't want to say anything, right? See? It works. Corporal punishment works. But just real quick, can anybody tell me what you think evangelism means? Spreading the word?
Witnessing?
Those are good terms. So we get the word evangelism is actually what we call a transliteration. It's from a Greek word that we have in our Bible, and it's to preach, it's to proclaim, it's to herald, it's to tell the good news. And so when we think about evangelism, what we're actually talking about is opening our mouths and sharing the good news. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard this in your life or not, but some people think that they say things like, I don't really share my faith verbally. I don't really talk to people about the gospel. If they ask me, I'll tell them, but I just let my life be my testimony. And listen, your life should be a good testimony. We all agree with that? Like, if you're going to claim to be a Christian, you ought to live like a Christian. But your testimony, your lifestyle, the way you live, is not proclaiming the gospel. We've talked about this before. It's never happened, but even if it did, it still wouldn't be evangelism. Nobody has ever run up to you anywhere at work or school or going through Walmart and just said, oh man, I just saw the way that you pushed your cart through Walmart and the way you interacted with the other people here. And I know because of that, that I'm a sinner and I deserve hell and that Jesus died for my sins. Can you please tell me how to be saved? Like, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, we should all probably work on our testimony at Walmart. Especially in the parking lot. Right? But one of the most important aspects of the Christian life is proclaiming Christ to others. Now, whether you call it personal evangelism or you call it sharing your faith or preaching the gospel or any other phrase you want to use, ultimately, every Christian should know that we are called to proclaim the gospel to other people. It's not exclusive to pastors and missionaries, but every follower of Jesus should be proclaiming Jesus to other people. We all agree with that? So tonight we're going to begin a new series of lessons, and we're going to try to walk through various passages of Scripture where we'll learn by commandment and by example how to be faithful witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just wonder, somewhere inside right here, do you have a desire to be a faithful witness for Jesus?
Amen.
I believe it's in there. If you're saved, the Spirit of God lives in you. There's something in you that says, I want to be a good witness. I want to tell others about Him. So we like to share good news. And it's amazing to me the things that we get excited about talking about sometimes and how we're so scared to share our faith. I mean, some of you have things that are easy to talk about. How many of you grandparents find it easy and you're excited to talk about your grandkids? Right? How many of you, in a few months when deer season starts to kick off, how many of you guys will be excited? Anytime somebody talks about deer hunting, you're all in. Like, you're excited to talk about it. We went to an amazing place while we were on vacation. It's a glorious place. If you've never been there, I want to tell you about it. It's called Bucky's. Can I get a witness? Can I get some testimony about it? See? I bought a Bucky's shirt. I can tell you that I've never gone to a convenience store and bought a t-shirt to advertise for them before we went to Bucky's. Now, I've been to several Bucky's. I love Bucky's. If I'm anywhere near a Bucky's, I'm going to stop. Now, how many of you have no idea what a Bucky's is? All right, I'm going to pray for you. Leave your hands up. I'm going to pray for you. No, Bucky's is an amazing place. And when you try to explain it to people, it's kind of hard. But I had my Bucky shirt on. I went to the dentist. And the young lady who was working on my teeth, she said, "Oh, you went to Bucky's." And I said, "Yes." And I immediately got excited. She said, "I've heard of Bucky's, but I've never been there." And I said, "Well, let me tell you about Bucky's." And so I'm giving my testimony about Bucky's. And I'm excited about it. And she's excited about it too. She's like, "I've always thought about going. We're going to have to go now." And I said, "Yes, yes you are." Now, how ridiculous is that? It's a convenience store. It's a gas station. But it's like a gas station and a Cracker Barrel and a Walmart and, I don't know, like a Munchie Mike's all rolled into one and supersized. What's that? And barbecue. Barbecue. I didn't even get a sandwich. Now I'm going to have to take a trip to Texas or Alabama. So what's the point? The point is we can get excited and telling people about all kinds of stuff. Like, if I can literally be excited and give my testimony about going to Bucky's, like, how can we not be excited about eternal life? So look with me to John 1, verse 1. He says bear with me a second. We're going to start at verse 29, 129. "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." And so the testimony of the gospel begins with John the Baptist, who was sent to prepare the way for others to come to Christ. And when he understood who Jesus was, I want you to notice what he did. He bare record that Jesus was the Son of God. And in verse 35, it said, "Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples." So these are guys who are following John the Baptist. And you find out that this is Andrew and John who penned this gospel. "Those two disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, John the Baptist, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus." Now, we're not going to be able to get nearly as far into this as I'd hope tonight. So in your groups, we'll probably pick back up here in John 1 again next week. But I want you to get this. When John was called of God to prepare the way for Jesus, when he was introduced to Jesus, when God the Father said, "The one in whom you see the Spirit descending, that's the one who's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. That's the Son of God." when he understood that, he bare record. In other words, when he understood who Jesus was, he opened his mouth and gave record that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. And when he saw Jesus, he proclaimed him publicly and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Followers of Jesus must follow Christ's commands and live by his example. And we ought to understand tonight that Jesus came both to seek and to save the lost, and commands his disciples to seek the lost and bring them to him. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." And in John 20 and 21, Jesus said, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And we have the call and the command to go and be witnesses for Jesus. John was sent by God to point people to Jesus. Back in verses 6 through 8, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." John was sent from God for this purpose, to bear witness of the true light, which is Jesus Christ. And I submit to you that when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are sent by God to bear witness of Jesus so that people can believe and have the gift of eternal life. And as we walk through John, you're going to find that when people meet Jesus, they go find other people to bring them to Jesus. When Andrew started following Jesus, he went and found his brother Peter to bring him to Jesus. And when Jesus went to Philip and said, "Follow me," he went and found Nathanael and said, "You got to come meet Jesus. We found the Messiah." And that's what we do. When you meet him, when you see him, when you know him, then you go and bring others to him. And we ought to be excited about it. We ought to be excited about it. I'm ashamed sometimes at the things I can be more excited about. I really do. I get excited about Buc-ee's. That's silly, I know. But be honest, how many of you get excited about Buc-ee's? You could just confess your sins with me. Okay. No, I don't think it's bad to be excited about it. But what a shame if we're more excited to encourage people to go to Buc-ee's than we are to encourage them to come to Christ. Let's stand together. I'd like to do more, but I want to have time to split up into our groups tonight.